A Sermon by Paul. May 19, 1903, typed. A study of the 12th chapter of Romans would be of profit to us. It is a sermon by the Apostle Paul, written for our instruction. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 1. Here, Paul most earnestly beseeches us to fulfill the obligations resting on us. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 2. We are warned against being conformed to this world, and are assured that, if we will prove God's faithfulness by being transformed by the renewing of our mind, we shall know the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We may be brought into close relationship with God, but in order for this to be, we must cooperate with Him. For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Verse 3. Self-sufficiency places man where he is unable to discern the goodness and mercy and love of God. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Verses 4 to 9. In order to have this love, we must cherish that faith that works by love and purifies the soul from all emulation, all strife. Abhor that which is evil. Verse 9. Then you will have nothing to do with worldly, underhand, sharp schemes that would seemingly benefit yourself but would injure another. You will remember the words, "All ye are brethren." Matthew 23, verse 8. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 12, verse 9, 10. Guard carefully your own heart, lest you become selfish and covetous, and you weave into the web the threads that Satan provides, threads of the same kind as those that form the texture of his own character. Christ will not accept any service into which selfishness is introduced. The blessings of giving. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. Verses 11 to 13. These words outline genuine medical missionary work. Every worker connected with our institutions should have control of the means that he has earned to use in this work. No one has a right to keep back any part of their wages to use where he may think best. Those laboring in our institutions should be made to feel that no one claims the right to deprive them of their individuality. Many will use their money as wisely as the managers would use it. Everyone has a right to what he has earned, Everyone has a right to use his earnings wherever he sees fit in the cause of God, in response to the many calls for help that come from different parts of the Lord's vineyard. The workers in our institutions should have an opportunity of realizing the blessings that come from giving. They should have the privilege of keeping a bank account of their own from which they may draw when they wish to help any enterprise. They need the education this will give them. They may make mistakes, but have not those with long experience made similar mistakes? By practice, all can learn how to use their means wisely. Let everyone practice economy that he may be able to act his part when calls come from needy fields. The nurses and other workers should carefully save what they receive for their services, for calls will come for help from places whose necessity is urgent. The time has come when, as God opens the way, families should move out of the cities. The children should be taken into the country. The parents should get as suitable a place as their means will allow. Though the dwelling may be small, yet there should be land in connection with it that may be cultivated. Some families who have been separated may be united in such places.